Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Chicago bringing us back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Michael Stollard is our guest. He's the co-author of Fired Up or Burned Out. His website is epluribuspartners.com. Check that out and find out all the things that he does. Michael, how do you tell us what you do for your customers?
Develop relationship excellence, because I do some in the task excellence side too. Because when you think about business, it's a mix of task excellence and relationship excellence. And, you know, most of us gravitate to the task excellence side because, you know, that's primarily what we learn, competence in our professions and fields. Mm-hmm. But if you don't, as you grow and more people are involved in your business, you have to be intentional about developing relationship excellence. We don't drift that way. Mm-hmm. We drift the opposite way, quite mm-hmm. honestly. And so that's what I do. I really help organizations, you know, both business organizations, government organizations, and just recently we started working with schools. Because the strength of relationships in the adult community, parents, mm-hmm. teachers, and administrators, has an effect on student learning. Mm-hmm. And as I told you, we haven't announced this yet officially, but you know, we'll be starting up a leadership center with TCU in Fort Worth.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
So in the last 10 years or so, and I've been talking a lot about this in my work that I call the age of the customer, the way we sell, the way we prospect and qualify and meet customers, prospects and then turn them into customers, that's changed. The way we communicate with people has changed. The way we do business around the world has changed. There's so many things we've got, so many new technologies there are a lot of fundamentals that haven't changed in doing business, but a lot of the things that are not fundamental have changed a lot. It's been a lot of disruption. What has this done to leadership? What have all these disruptions done to leadership?
Well, I think it makes a leader's wisdom more important, because you know, these things are they're good for our business in terms of just, you know, email and new social media, and mm-hmm. you know, they can make us more efficient. But if we need to understand the importance of developing relationship excellence and striking the right balance, so that we don't go too far and make our business, you know, depending upon what we're doing, of course. But mm-hmm. you know, if you make some businesses completely virtual, then you really do lose that customer loyalty,
right,
and customer intimacy that helps you anticipate what the customer needs in the future. So, you know, having wisdom on these things is really, really important for a business's long-term success today.
Well, you've got instant messaging, you've got email, you've got the intercom, et cetera, in an office. You know, the fundamental of MBWA, management by walking around, every so often get up and walk over to their office. So often walk out into the warehouse or out to the plant or out on the line or whatever. Go up and talk to the receptionist or something. But that's important. You know, one of the things I do is if I'm working with somebody and we've been emailing back and forth, after so many times, I pick up the phone and call them.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
There's got to be, you know, Nesbitt said this 30 years ago, the more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we're going to want.
Well, that's absolutely true.
And that's a really important thing for leaders to realize, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, and it's not always comfortable to do that. But, I think of a story, Jim. I spent some time, I wrote an article and interviewed Jim Goodnight, who founded SAS Institute, you know, second largest mm-hmm. privately held software company in the world now. I mean, he founded that more than 30 years ago. And, you know, Jim's introverted. He's a big, tall, handsome North Carolinian, you know, with this great accent. And,
yeah.
But he's introverted. And one of the things he did early on is he started going out to the SAS Institute cafeteria and sitting down with groups of employees he didn't know. And I thought, wow, that takes some courage
right.
for an introvert to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's made him become more comfortable over time doing that. And he has what he calls Java with Jim sessions, where, you know, it's just really coffee. People show up and ask questions. It's that
mm-hmm.
simple. And but you know, those simple things make a difference. He really loves that company. It's like a family to him in some way.
Well, and but
it's
but,
been
but,
wildly
but see,
successful.
He's the David. So. He's the David. Back to your psalm. He's the David in that company, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he really
say that. Say that.
Now listen to this. He lives on the campus of the it's a 300-acre campus
right.
outside of Cary, North Carolina.
Right.
He and his wife live on the campus. So he really does love.
Give us that psalm again before you go.
The psalm, Psalm 78, 72. This is the New Living Translation of the Bible. It said David cared for Israel with a true heart.
Yeah.
And he led them with skillful hands.
That's good leadership advice. Hey, Michael, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Hey, thank you, Jim.
We'll
it's
see
always
you next time.
A pleasure, man.
Michael Stollard, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.